Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to my podcast where I try to help you with your understanding of the English language so that you can get a more enjoyable experience when you're communicating with people, either on holidays, on business, or wherever it may be. So, what have I got for you today? Well, in this podcast, we're going to look at some verbs, and in particular, we're going to take a look at those verbs connected with eating. Okay, we all love to eat. We all love eating food, tasting food. So I'm going to give you some verbs that we can use connected with that. Okay, so the first one, to bite. To bite is to take a piece of food or to seize the food with your teeth or your jaws and then eat it. Okay, so to bite, to seize or to take some piece of food, meat or otherwise, between your teeth or between your jaws and then eat. To savor. To savor is to enjoy the taste or the smell of something. So you take a first bite of that beautifully cooked duck and you savor it in your mouth for seconds before you swallow. Okay, or you smell, sniff the fragrance of the food sizzling in the pan or the spices that have been used or even the aroma of the wine that you've just opened. To savor, meaning to enjoy. As I said, you enjoy the taste just before you swallow. So that's the next verb, to swallow. And to swallow is when you have the food, you've tasted it, you have chewed it several times, as we are advised by doctors, 6 or 7 times. So we take the food, chew it, and then we swallow it, and it goes into our stomach, through our mouth, and down our throat. So to swallow, like that, the noise. To digest. To digest is to change the food that you have eaten by a biological process into a simpler format that can be used by the body. So when you digest something, it is broken down. Often some foods are more difficult to digest than others. Something soft like porridge in the morning, which I always have for breakfast, is much easier to digest than a plate of roast beef. We Brits, we love our roast beef. But it's a little bit more difficult to digest, and therefore you shouldn't eat it too late at night. Okay, so to digest, so to break down that food to make it useful for the body. To indulge. Well, we like to indulge ourselves, a nice expression, to indulge yourself with a bar of chocolate or a glass of your favorite wine. So to indulge is to give yourself pleasure, to allow yourself to have a special pleasure from the taste, the smell, or the experience of some favorite food, wine, or other aspect of food, to indulge. We often use it in the expression, please allow me to indulge myself, meaning we want to talk about something and we want somebody to listen. So we just ask them to allow us to indulge ourselves. But when we're talking about eating, to indulge is to allow yourself the pleasure of the taste or the smell. To devour. So we've spoken about biting and swallowing, but to devour is to eat something greedily or ravenously. So if you're really, really hungry and you come in after a hard day's work, a lot of exercise and running or some sport, you will devour. Yeah, so you're really hungry and you eat very greedily, very quickly, ravenously, and you devour the food. Children devour food all the time. Take them into McDonald's and you put it in front of them and 2 minutes later, vroom, it's gone. They have devoured the food. To bolt the food also means to eat very quickly. To bolt means to run very fast. The horse bolted, meaning the horse ran away. So to bolt means to eat really, really quickly. And often parents would say, don't bolt your food down. Don't bolt your food down. Don't eat so quickly. Enjoy it. Enjoy the taste. To munch. Munch is a nice word. It's a quite informal word, but it means to chew your food loudly and often, like a bowl of cornflakes. To munch. Yeah, or I'd love to munch a packet of crisps. When you take open that packet of Pringles, yeah, and you take the first few bites, to munch. So they're the type of food that you would munch. Cornflakes, crisps, peanuts, popcorn at the movies, to munch. To nibble. To nibble is to eat small bites, like a rabbit nibbles its food, if you watch it, or a mouse, or birds. But if you nibble, it means you're not so hungry, but or you're eating very delicately, yeah? Like you take a biscuit and you eat around the edge of the biscuit. Yeah? So you eat very slowly and carefully, and you don't want to make so much noise, so you nibble. So we often use the word nibble when we say we're not so hungry, but I just nibbled a few crackers, or I nibble a bit of cheese later, yeah? So to just take the edge from our appetite, and we will nibble, eat slowly or very small portions. And then finally, to guzzle. Usually we talk about this in relation to drink. So if we have a glass of water after a game of tennis or some squash or running, we guzzle the water. Boom, 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 boom. We drink it really, really quickly because we're really thirsty. And again, parents might say to children, don't guzzle. You'll splash water and drink all over yourself. Drink slowly. Have a bit of manners. Yeah? Okay, so these are our eating verbs. Let me give them to you again. To bite, to savor, to swallow, to digest, to indulge yourself, to devour, to bolt, to munch, to nibble, and to guzzle. Okay, so all eating verbs connected with food and drink. Okay, hopefully you enjoyed that. And again, if you wish to contact me directly, you can do so on my email, www.englishlessonsviaskype.com. And I appreciate you listening, and join me again soon.